To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/Our New South.
Hi, I'm Danica Kelly, author of Bestiary and The Renunciations, and Poem a Day guest editor for the month of August. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Ladhan Usman reading Sun to Void. I cannot help my gaze and did not choose this. I was a flurry of atoms. I was a disassembled spark. I desired impression. I desired progeny. Then the Lord said unto me, suppose a daughter. Does it please you? Immensely. Immeasurably. But I was not myself a daughter. Could be no mother of one or three. So I was given all daughters, all blooms, all fruits. At first, I was a lamp, craned above a clovered garden. The roots, they suckled the dirt and lashed it and crawled for eons. Then they were standing upright all over the earth. My gaze horizoned, my origination fogged, my eyes searched forever, my gaze compassing. I asked God to turn me away. Give me eyelids, give me veil, give me cover, like every other God, please. Please ease me, God. Until God grew weary of my weary and fixed for me an axis. God said, wait. Repeated, wait. I gave you daughters on daughters. Are you not pleased? I do not know pleasure. I know not what I become. God said, your touch is incomprehensible. Now you know me. No fathom between us. All men turn their faces to you, but verily they turn away. They tarry home. About this poem. I wrote Sun to Void thinking about climate change and the Icarus-like obsession with the sun, with touching its surface and then harnessing its energy. I felt the sun was due some empathy and some imagination. This led to a meditation on the endlessness of black labor as something that's expected to replenish itself. How, in these disaster systems, our light is something we must be, something we must do. I'm exploring these connections as a daughter of the sun from a people that the sun loves.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.